This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas terrorists as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Dave Collins has more.
Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Earlier today, the White House confirmed the ceasefire agreement has been extended for two more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern time.
A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office reported no criminal charges, and the investigation has been handed over to the feds. The TSA says Sunday broke the single-day travel record. More than 2.9 million people passed through U.S. security checkpoints as people traveled home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also reported record numbers over the holiday. American Airlines says it saw almost 6.5 million customers over Thanksgiving, while United Airlines had 3.2 million passengers between November 17th and November 23rd. If you have not used your Google account for a while, get ready to say hasta la vista, baby.
Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and drive documents will be deleted. The company says the action is being taken to enhance user security and safeguard against potential threats. I'm John Schaefer.
Three college students of Palestinian descent shot in Vermont were seriously injured over the weekend. The suspect, 48-year-old Jason Eaton, pleaded not guilty in court yesterday. He was ordered held without bail. USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your money for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
President Biden is urging Congress to allocate $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. However, Republicans are insisting on border policy adjustments as a condition for any spending bill, impeding crucial aid to U.S. allies. That's according to Schumer. On the other hand, House Republicans are advocating for a separate approval of funding for Israel and Ukraine. I'm John Schaefer.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on what actually takes place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall & Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Dr. Paul Kengor joining us. He is... A academic fellow, a chief academic fellow, no less, at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, also the professor of political science as well. So, and we welcome, hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, I always appreciate when you're on because you're the constant professor. And I was reading about, your Turkey adventure. Why did you decide to do, to raise your Thanksgiving dinner this year?
Well, you know, it's kind of a long story, but I started raising chickens probably about 10 years ago. I live out in the country, and so I have some property out in the country, and my neighbors, I have several neighbors who raise birds, raise chickens. Also, growing up, my grandfather, my Italian grandfather, he raised birds. That was something that he did. He raised rabbits, all kinds of other stuff, farmed. And yeah, I've always felt like we today in our modern world are so disconnected from the food that we eat, right?
Exactly.
you think your food and eggs are like grown in the back room of the grocery store, right? Or I'll walk into a Starbucks somewhere in New York or Washington D.C. and I see these wokesters who have no clue where they come from, including their own gender, right?
Right.
I can tell you, Bill, there's no gender dysphoria among my chickens and my turkeys.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you that, right?
It's amazing how smart they are. People want to make fun of turkeys, but they know the difference between a male and female.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and in fact, so last week, I guess. Last week was Thanksgiving, so the week before I had 7 turkeys, and I had I was going to keep 4, so I would have a male and 3 females. So I had to separate 3 to take in to the butcher, and we had 21 people at our house on Thanksgiving Day, so we actually cooked 2 turkeys, which was more than enough for 2 people. It's amazing how much meat is on a bird. I kept 3 females and a male because, hey, liberals, wokesters, ready? You ready for this? The male can inseminate the females. Okay.
Wow.
And the females, and it's the females that, lay eggs. The male doesn't. The male doesn't say, "I wish I could lay an egg," right? so you get fertilized eggs because of the presence of the male. Now, in the old days when Bill and I were growing up, we used to call this the birds and the bees, right?
Yes.
Kind of like basic biology 101. So when springtime comes around, my family can either eat those turkey eggs, and by the way, you can eat turkey eggs. They taste almost identical to chicken eggs. The reason that people don't in America is kind of a complicated answer. But you could either eat those eggs or you could hatch them. And and wokesters, guess what happens to the hatched eggs? They become baby turkeys. And then they grow into older turkeys, and there's only two types. There's male or female. There's not 70 different gender options, and they're not right. clamoring for it.
And the thing is, I love about them, they're not pronoun sensitive.
No, they're not.
It's not like all of a sudden, well, no, you use the wrong pronoun, so I'm not going to drop an egg for you. So, you know, how do you like
that's
them?
That's right.
Right.
And the male, when I go in there into the cage with the male and the three female, you know, the male. You know, he's kind of, you know, he's like the rooster in the hen house, man.
Yeah,
he protects his
territorial,
female.
Right?
Yeah, territorial. And, you know, the females aren't squawking about some Me Too, you know, harassment, right? You know, they, in fact, you know, my wife will kind of usher the kids away when, the male is, you know, can I say the word, you know, kind of, well, just maybe like on top of the back of one of the females, right?
But yeah.
But that's just, that's nature. I'm not saying that
the,
we should
the
be
reproductive process. Exactly.
right. But so the whole thing has connected me to nature, to my family's roots. And also, I mean, I could give you a kind of a whole political theological take on this too, but
do you name the turkeys?
Really,
do the turkeys
well,
have names?
My kids did for a while. It was when we first started doing it, raising them.
Right.
And then after a while, once you raise so many, they don't look at it that way. And I should add, in addition to the turkeys, they always have at least a dozen chickens. So we get about 10 eggs a day. And
wow, yeah.
from the chickens. And I mean, what's the cost of a carton of eggs in California? It's probably $7 or $8, especially organic eggs, right?
I know.
You got to bring
in your eggs for a gallon of gas there in California. You know?
right. So in a time when the economy is, I think, always, frankly, could be on the verge of collapse, especially with the debt that we have. It's good to have some measure of self-sufficiency. And if America ever truly, if there's ever really a kind of catastrophic economic collapse in this country, I'll tell you, man, the people in the cities are just going to be...
No, they're going to be in trouble. They won't know what to do. You're exactly right.
They won't know what to do. Last week, we had... It's hunting season here in western Pennsylvania, and last week we butchered a deer. I got 55 pounds of deer meat from a big doe, and I mean, that's, you can buy organic, like, grass-fed beef for probably, I don't know, $10-$15 a pound. So I got deer meat for about $2 a pound from the local butcher, and that's only because I didn't do it myself. I could have done it myself for free. But people don't know how to shoot their food. They don't know how to gut it. They don't know how to butcher it. They don't know how to grow it. They don't know how to raise it. And I think it's a pretty sad state of where we are in America today in 2023.
Yeah, and the thing that is amazing, I didn't realize this, Paul, that you know the turkeys they come they're ready to eat in about 6 months, huh? I didn't realize
that they were
on such a short cycle.
It's amazing, and in fact, that's why so few people eat turkey eggs, because everyone in America wants to raise them for the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So the meat's ready in like 6 months, and really when you can get eggs to eat and fertilize eggs, that takes about a year because they start laying eggs in the spring.
Right.
But at 6 months, that's it. And the chickens that you eat, the meat chickens, which are like these white sort of white fur on the outside first, right, where feathers, but they can be ready in 12 to 14 weeks.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's amazing how quick the food is ready. It happens quick.
Wow. See, at the Ken Gore household, Thanksgiving can be there almost every day. I mean, we just get these birds
right.
And, you know, roll them out in 6 months. That was amazing. I did not know that in 6 months they're ready to go. We learn something every day. And you're teaching us so much out there. I think the rest of us are going to want to go out there and, you know, get a parcel and get ready, because you're exactly right, because so many of the city folk I mean, we're going to be a hot mess if we have to rely on the grocery stores and find empty shelves, right?
Sure are. That's right. Yeah. That's exactly
right.
Got
to go to break. Yeah. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengore. The lessons will continue. Bring your notepad and pencils.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fun, huh? I bet all that stuff you didn't know about turkeys. You know, we were talking about this the other day, Paul Kengore, and, I remember reading that they said turkeys were so dumb that they would just, when it was raining, they would look up and drown themselves. And they started, had all these anecdotal stories. I don't know if it was true science or if he even was right. Because on the other hand, you had scientists saying, no, not at all. These turkeys are actually very intelligent, right?
Yeah, they really are. And I'll add that they're smarter than a lot of liberals because they know there's only two genders. The BBC can issue documentaries on how there's over 100 different gender options, but my turkeys would just gobble at them and laugh.
The things we can learn, right?
That's right. And the birds all have sort of basic instinctual understandings of different things, and it's aligned to the order of creation. Like mm-hmm. right now, here in Western Pennsylvania today, I woke up this morning and it said the temperature outside feels like 9 degrees. I think it's about 25, maybe something like that. And it's snowing. The roads are bad. But right now, all I need to really do with my birds is have a light out, at least for the chickens, to keep them somewhat warm and also to make sure that the water doesn't freeze.
Right.
For the chickens and the turkeys. But otherwise, the turkeys are good in very cold weather. But that's all I have to do because the incubating and hatching and mating season doesn't begin until spring. And that's a time when you don't have to worry about putting a light out and keeping them warm and everything else. So it's like the creator, creation. And, you know, here's another news flash for the atheist wokesters out there, right? It's like the good Lord aligned all of this with nature. And I'll be damned, I'm going to sit around and say, well, how nice that evolution arranged all of this so nicely for us, right?
Exactly.
This is the basic way that it works. And all it too, it's fascinating that you should see how if chickens and turkeys, when they lay eggs, they'll even go and collect water in their beak from whatever water source and throw it on their eggs to keep their eggs with just enough moisture, and then go back on them and sit on them, for hatching. Now, if you were doing your own incubator, you would have to put water in the incubator. But these birds, right, it's like they're programmed. It's like they have a chip implanted in them somewhere by God that they know enough not just to keep their eggs warm but to even moisturize them with a little bit of water. How do they know that? No one taught them that, right?
Exactly.
So this is the way that creation works. And Thanksgiving was last week. We should be thankful to God for giving us this kind of order in the universe and creation that we all rely upon every day, whether we realize it or not.
You see, and we take all that for granted, Paul, in such a way that we miss out. I was sharing with somebody else here earlier. I was talking with Pastor Robert Jeffers. His new book is called 10. And we've been saying time and again, you and I have even talked about this, about going back to first principles. And he wrote a book, and it's a first principle book. It's about the Ten Commandments. Let's get back to the Ten Commandments, you know, and just like the things that you're talking about. And starting with the first commandment in terms of, you know, that God is God, and he is to be honored.
God made them male and female. How's that, right?
Exactly.
That Genesis, that means beginning, right? Wokesters, right? No religious education. Genesis means beginning. That's the beginnings, right? He made them male and female. In fact, go to the New Testament. Jesus said, right, that a man and a woman will leave their parents and become one flesh. How do they become one flesh? By reproducing. Right, by true sexuality. Two men together having quote unquote sexual intercourse cannot become one flesh. Two women can't do that. A male and a female turkey can, right? A male and a female chicken can. This is the design. And then when you go on a kind of sociological level with obviously more complex human beings, it's clear to all of us, or it should be, most of us, I think Bill and I, we're over the age of 50, how important it is to have a mom and a dad at home, right?
Exactly.
Another news flash for liberals. What's the most common denominator of men in prison? It's not income.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. It's not income. It's not ethnic background. It's not race. It is whether or not there's a dad at home. And you liberals have created a new type of family that's not only fatherless, right? That would be a female-female, like, quote-unquote, marriage. You're actually creating a form of marriage that's motherless.
Mm-hmm.
Motherless.
Right.
two men married to each other is a family without a bomb. You know, the Italian designers, Dolce and Gabbana, who are both gay, you know, they're against gay marriage because they said, I can't imagine growing up without a mother. I can't imagine not having my mama. Well, most people can't. But liberals, you know, you're in a bold new revolutionary cultural experiment where you're creating an all new type of family that's motherless as well as fatherless. You're playing with fire here. And you know, Justice Alito said this in the Obergefell hearing. He said to the person defending Obergefell arguing for same-sex marriage, he said, do you even have sociological data on what children are going to be like who are raised in a male-male or female-female families? You know, this isn't even as old as the cell phone. And the attorney said, well, you know, Justice Alito, you kind of have a point there. No, we really don't have data, sir. Really? Well, maybe you should, before you embark on something like that.
Yeah, before you go into this social engineering that's going to revamp, family, the family structure, just because you think you have an idea and we're going to abandon, again, the first godly principle in the beginning, the God Almighty who created us all and designed us in a specific way with, inalienable rights and systems. You know, I talk about it in terms of God's infrastructure, that when we are true to God's infrastructure, we draw benefit from that. And here it is, the God of love, the God who cares for us, has designed, a playground for us, Paul, in a sense, that when we follow his rules, it goes well for us. But yet, here we are, we want to defy gravity, we want to, bring in pronouns, we want to reinvent the wheel and be as half-cocked as this attorney, presenting his case in front of Justice Alito, right? He hadn't even thought it all the way through. And this is the issue. Yeah.
It's ideology first, ideology over biology. I know of a gay conservative guy who lives with another man. They're not married, and he's very ambivalent about what he's doing. He says he feels that that this is the way he was born. He doesn't believe in same sex marriage. But he told me one time, I can tell you one thing though, we should not be raising kids. Meaning him and his live-in boyfriend, right? He said, a kid needs a mom at the very least, right? A kid needs a mom and a dad. And Dolce and Gabbana, the Italian designers, they said the same thing. But with liberals in particular, leftists, they wouldn't even hear that testimony, that belief from those gay conservative guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just want to do this all new revolutionary experiment with no data, no idea, no background, no experience, nothing, as if they can bravely embark on this brave new world with their new revolutionary order, having no idea what kind of effect it's going to have on children and society.
And the thing is, Paul, I mean, how ignorant, because, it's not like this is the first time that's ever been tried in the history of man. Look back and see what happens when this occurs, right?
Right, right. No, that's exactly right. And, I mean, not even on the sexuality issue, gay, not gay or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But just in the matter of fatherless families. I mean, that's always been a problem throughout society. Yeah.
Yeah, because we need the family. That is the essential building block of a society, right? A healthy family.
It is. It is. It's the foundational unit of society. And once again, I would say the good Lord intended it that way.
Amen.
Right?
Yep, by specific almighty design. Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science. Thank you.
Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas terrorists as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Dave Collins has more.
Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Earlier today, the White House confirmed the ceasefire agreement has been extended for two more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern Time.
A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office reported no criminal charges, and the investigation has been handed over to the feds. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The Israeli Defense Force is reporting that Hamas has bombed Israeli troops in Gaza in violation of the truce. Remember, we had an extension two more days so that more hostages would be exchanged. And Hamas is doing what Hamas does. Obviously, their leadership is unable to control them. Maybe they're rogue individuals within Hamas that decided, they've had it with this peace and, have decided to attack Israeli soldiers. Now, the IDF said the terrorist group's actions were in violation of the truce agreements, as we mentioned earlier. Three bombs were detonated near IDF troops in two different sites, and Israeli troops were also hit with gunfire, which they in turn answer. So we'll see if this jeopardizes the remaining portion of this two-day peace period and maybe concludes any more discussion about peace, and the IDF continues to move forward to rid the Gaza of Hamas. With us right now is Dr. Alex McFarlane. Alex is America's top Christian apologist, a radio host himself, and director of Christian Worldview at North Greenville, and author of over 20 books. Alex, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Bill. I'm truly appreciative that you would have me on. Thank you.
Well, we always love having you on and appreciate your insight. Real quick, just to get your response on this news, Hamas can't help but be who they are. I mean, they are rebels. They're going to disturb peace. They don't want peace. They're probably just as anxious as the IDF in a kind of strange sort of way. And here it is. They have violated the peace agreement by attacking IDF soldiers in two different locations.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the repetition of what we've seen for decades, Bill. It's hard for Westerners to get their mind around, and it's hard for Americans, especially Americans that want to believe all people are inherently good. But ideologies
drive behavior. Beliefs drive behavior. You've got to understand that Muslims, and I've been there. I mean, I've been to 72 sites in and around Jerusalem. I've interviewed Muslim college students in the city of Jerusalem, and they absolutely do not recognize Israel's right to exist. And, you know, let me say this, Bill. Even Christopher Hitchens, did you ever interview the late atheist Christopher Hitchens?
Right.
I knew Christopher Hitchens. Sadly, he died. He was an atheist, but he was a very intelligent person. Christopher Hitchens said to me in an interview that the year he died, I think it was in 2012, and I interviewed him many times, debated him. I moderated a debate that he was in. We emailed. Even Christopher Hitchens said to me on air, he said, the only hope to neutralize the violence of the Islamic world would be to convert them to Christianity. And Hitchens said, he said, I don't say this out of any conviction for Christianity, because at that time he wasn't even open to God existing. But even Christopher Hitchens acknowledged that Islam is inherently violent. They think lying to Jews and Christians is service to Allah. But Hitchens, brilliant scholar, sadly an atheist, but Hitchens said the Christian worldview would change their behavior. Now, I think that's significant, Bill.
Well, it is. And the thing is there is proof of that. How many Muslims are converting? And the thing that you hear consistently, Alex, when I'm talking to them, it starts with a vision, a dream, something in the middle of the night. It gets their attention. Yeah. And for them, you know, to convert to Christianity, I mean, that is, that's anathema. I mean, you have violated the faith to such a degree. And in some areas that are, you know, controlled in this manner, you're dead. You put your head on the block there, because you're disowned by the family and on and on. But yet, in the midst of that, even in spite of that, Muslims are coming to Christianity. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, let me say this: God loves the children of Ishmael. Mm-hmm. The sons and daughters of Ishmael. God, and when I say God, I'm talking about the biblical God. Mm-hmm. And let me just lay something out there. The late R.C. Sproul, who I interviewed, somebody wrote to R.C. Sproul and said, Dr. Sproul, what's the difference between the God of the Bible and the God of all the other religions? And R.C. Sproul said, well, the difference is this. The God of the Bible exists. That's a great answer. So God... The true and living God, the God of the Bible, is appearing to Muslims around the world. Bill, about 2017, several years before COVID. It's funny how we kind of measure things, you know, before and after COVID. But I was invited to Cincinnati, Ohio. There was a conference called The Call of Love. And it was a conference of former Muslims, now Christians. And I was brought in for 2 days to teach Christian theology. But there were a couple of testimony times. And, Bill, let me just say, this was a blue-chip crowd. These were engineers. These were doctors. These were, you know, 1,000 former Muslims, a very well-heeled crowd, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And during the testimony time, dozens of these precious people would come to the microphone and they would say, you know, I was raised in Egypt. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I'm from, you know, various parts of the world. And they said, you know, I'm from a devout Islamic family. And yet Jesus appeared to me in my dreams repeatedly and would gently say, I am Jesus. Follow me. And I want to say, you know, thank God for missionaries. And thank God for, you know, initiatives. But I believe God is supernaturally working to bring Muslims to a knowledge of the true and living God, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the solution to the world's problems, and certainly peace in the Middle East, is the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I've written and studied extensively on Islam. And Bill, did you ever know of or perhaps interview the late Samuel Huntington? He was in the Carter administration in the 70s, but he wrote a very famous book called The Clash of Civilizations.
I'm familiar with the book. I did not have the privilege to interview him, but very familiar with the book.
Yeah, he was a professor at Harvard for 50 years, and it's funny, his book, The Clash of Civilizations, came out shortly before 9/11. Well, I'm going to say maybe 7 or 8 years before 9/11. And basically he said in, you know, the early 90s, Huntington, and he was not some, you know, raving fundamentalist Christian. I don't really know anything about his spiritual beliefs. He was a scholar. But he basically said the future is going to be a struggle between the growth of Islam and the West, because Muslims do not assimilate into non-Muslim cultures.
Exactly. Well, you know, the late Chuck Missler, I don't know if you had a chance to interview Chuck, but he would lay it out in terms of how Muslims would take over a community and a country.
Oh, yeah.
And it started in small percentages. It says up to about 5%, they get along. They, you know, they believe in taqiyya, you know, the ends justify the means. So that means that they're justified to lie to you. And they just go along. But he says after they start getting above 5 and 10%, that's when you get the impositions of their ideology and their beliefs on a society. And he says, like a cancer, then they start to take over. We've got to go to break. More from Alex after this.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Alex McFarland is with us, one of America's top Christian apologists, radio host, director of Christian Worldview at North Greenville U, and author of over 20 books. And as we were talking about, you know, the issue of Islam and the Muslim faith, and at times, I mean, people wonder, you know, that, and Alex, you've touched on this so clearly, and I agree 100% with this, is that there is such a clash between the Muslim faith and our Constitution. There's no compatibility here. And as you said earlier, Muslims aren't interested in assimilating. They're interested in conquering. So they come into the land to overwhelm and take. That is their mission. That is their goal. They may come in initially and seem like, okay, it's fine. They want to assimilate. But I said even, you know, this going back after 9/11, you know, they're going to, you know, play the game to get by and to be accepted. But I'll guarantee you this, that if the Taliban came in or some radical religious leader came in and said, OK, it's time to start, you know, lopping the heads of the infidels, you know, no holds barred, because that's their default. That's how they've been ideologically raised, and it's what they believe in. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah. And Bill, if there are two worldviews that have a whole lot of patience, in other words, they have a long view, they play the long game mm-hmm. to get a foothold for their ideology. One would be communism, and the other would be Islam. Mm-hmm. You know, and we Christians and we Americans, because I love the Lord. And I love the United States, and I passionately care about the United States. But so often, Bill, as you know, ordinary people, we're very blessed in America, and we don't have this long view, and we don't have a sense of the stewardship of one's life. And you know what's so tragic about both communists and Muslims? They are more committed to that which is false than we American Christians are committed to that which is true.
Yeah.
But
perfectly said. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Henry Kissinger, in 1971, Henry Kissinger made a trip to China and very famously visited, I think it was either the 71 trip or 73, but Henry Kissinger met with Chou En-lai. Does that name ring a bell? Do you remember?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
And they very famously had a conversation, and of course, the Chinese communists were believing that, you know, Chinese communism would dominate the world at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So Kissinger, a brilliant man and a student of history himself, they were talking about history and the rise of the West. And Kissinger said to Chou En-lai, what do you think, what were the ultimate repercussions of the French Revolution? And Chou En-lai said, it's too soon to tell. And that was 200 years prior.
Right.
And so, you know, I want to challenge everybody. Look, America is a young nation. We were unequivocally founded on biblical principles. And as long as we, well, you know, faith and family, the church and the home,
right,
as long as the two pillars were solidly intact, the church and the home, America was impervious to socialism, communism, Islam, secularism, hedonism. And, you know, let me just say, as a person who has spent 30 years, I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn here, but for three decades, I've traveled the world, literally hundreds of libraries, archives. Bill, I've interviewed everybody from elected officials to college presidents to peasants to missionaries. And I want to say this. We love Arabic and Islamic people, but as an ideology, I've wondered, Bill, what is worse, Darwinian evolution or Mohammedism? Because honestly, I believe that Islam is the second worst thing that ever befell the human race, second only to the fall of Genesis 3. Let me tell you why I say that. Evolution is terrible. Evolution has it's a fairy tale, and it's done so much damage. But you can be a born-again Christian and erroneously believe in evolution. But Islam, and I mean, I know the founding, I know the context that preceded it, the birth of Muhammad in 571, the start of Islam in 610. For anybody that says I'm overstating things, let me just say that I know whereof I speak. Islam has spilled more blood, created more carnage. Hamas will not honor a peace deal. The best thing that the world can do to make the planet safer and to save lives is to stand with Israel. And, you know, jihadists, they couldn't honor a deal if their life depended on it, because they believe that lying and killing and fighting in the name of Allah guarantees them a spot in heaven. I mean, it is, if ever there were a spiel that came straight from the heart of Satan, it's the propositions that comprise Islamic thought.
Yeah. You know, I keep thinking here recently, for whatever reason, Alex, is I've been interviewing a lot of people who've had near-death experiences.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, a lot. And I've not had one person who was Muslim that had a near-death experience that said that they, in fact, went to Muslim heaven, and there were 72 virgins there. They counted them. You know, I've never heard that. But yet I can tell you that the near-death experiences are consistent, that they go to heaven, they will see Jesus or see a Jesus-like figure. They will even meet with relatives, interestingly, in some cases, relatives that they didn't know that they had, and when they came back to life and they're sharing their experiences with you, they're going, this is unbelievable. This is supernatural. There's no way that you would have known that unless you were you came in contact and you got to know this. And so, I thought it was interesting that with these discussions with people who've had near-death experience, I've not had one Muslim that I know of that, or anywhere or read about anyone who had a near-death experience and has come back and said, yeah, you know, I had a near-death experience. I was met there at their rendition of the gates of heaven and saw the 72 virgins, and they're back here to tell everybody that that's the case, right? That there is truth in the Muslim faith. I just posed that to put it out there again. You know, as you say, there's lots of deception that's going out. But whether we're talking, Darwinism, which opened the gates. I mean, this was the exchange. You know, the truth for the lie. We needed it opened the door for people to say, okay, God isn't all that He said He is, and so now you've got the rise of humanism. And I saw where Darwinism, you know, helped open that door and that portal to give people some sort of justification and to exchange the truth for a lie and to replace God with their own idea of who God is and what it's all about. So certainly pernicious, because whenever you turn away from God, then all of a sudden, you know, what are you left with, Alex? I mean, you're seeing your own world and your own life on your own terms, according to your own eyes. And we have seen repeatedly in the book of Judges what that does. It doesn't lead to freedom. I mean, God gives us freedom. Everything else captures us and enslaves us. And this is what's happening. America right now doesn't even realize that it is being enslaved, you know, by its own thoughts and its decided and committed way to say there's no God and we're going to, you know, live life on our own terms. Okay, well, how's that working out for you, right?
Exactly. You'll recall about 15, 16 years ago, there was kind of an atheist renaissance that, you know, there was Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris and Daniel Dennett and all these top atheists. And the utopia they promised us is not happening. In fact, you know, millennials and younger, their numbers of atheism has just grown and grown and grown. And look, the country's a dumpster fire right now.
Exactly. But like you said earlier, they're in it for the long game. They just need more time and more money, and they'll prove they're right. Well, they've had the entire history of humanity, and where are the answers?
They're not there.
Their utopia never comes. Okay, so this... Yeah, go ahead. 15 seconds left. Go ahead.
Youth Worldview Camps, equipretreat.org. Every summer in 7 camps, we have 1,200 youth, and we're teaching them about God and country.
There it is. Check it out. Dr. Alex McFarland. Thank you, Alex. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
God bless.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer category.